This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
So a lot of Orlando Pirates, just like, I want to say just like myself, but I'm not an Orlando Pirates fan. And I'm trying to be too careful on how to intro this. But a lot of Orlando Pirates supporters, including South African media, have been trying to really get to know these two guys who have been doing, you know, fairly well at Orlando Pirates. Kwame Pepra as well as Olisenda. We don't have Olisenda at the moment. We have Kwame Pepra as well as Richard Ofori. And Richard, you will forgive me because we know you in South Africa. You've been here for quite some time. So I'm going to start with Kwame here because we would like to know these men better. Kwame, welcome to Power Sport Extra.
Thank you, boss.
Are you well?
Yeah, I'm doing good, and you?
I am very well. For someone who scored such a great goal and gave us a nice celebration to boot, you don't sound too cheerful. What's wrong?
Everything is fine. Everything is fine.
Everything is good?
Yeah.
How have you found the South African League, the PSL?
Yeah, it's quite tough, but we thank God we are getting there. Gradually, we are getting there.
Did you expect it to be as tough as it is, or for you it's just okay?
I expected it to be tough. So when I started playing and then things were not going well for me, I was not getting the numbers. I knew there was going to be a day that everything is going to be fine. Then I thank God gradually it's getting better.
And how did you take that situation where things were not going well? You were, you know, as you know, one can put it, always in the kitchen, but the goals were not coming, the assists were not coming. And that is something that you were doing at King Faisal, where you had 12 goals in 29 appearances and 10 assists as well. But there was a point where this was not happening when you first joined Orlando Pirates.
Yeah. It was. I would say it's part of the game because you're not going to get it as you want it every day or every match day. So when it comes like that, you just have to encourage yourself and then try to do your best to help your team to achieve the goals. So to me, it wasn't a kind of a tough problem for me. But I was just trying to make things right, and then I knew for sure that at the right time God is going to do what is doing best.
And I'm thinking, you know, when you are coming into a big club like Orlando Pirates, you want to make an impression. You want to start, you know, like a house on fire. Given also the number of strikers that have come in and things didn't work out for them, was that part of the stress factor to say that I need to make this impression?
Yeah, because coming to play for Pirates and Pirates being a big club, the expectation is very, very high. So when it went like that for me, it wasn't easy, but I continued working hard and praying to God for his miracle. And then surely, by the help of the team and my team and then the playing body and the management, things have been going well. So we thank God.
Okay, let me bring in your countryman here, Richard Ofori, who also, I mean, second season at Orlando Pirates, I think about 34, if not 35 appearances. This season, only, what, 6 matches in the league, Richard? Is this the kind of turnover that you were hoping for this season?
Yeah, thank you. First of all, thank you for the opportunity given to me this evening. You know, sometimes football ups and downs and life in general, sometimes ups and downs, we go through so many things in life that sometimes, you know, we don't have control over it. But I got injured. That wasn't what I was expecting, because to come to Orlando Pirates, which is a big club in the world, in Africa, to come to join this club, and then the expectations and everything, and then you got in, and then you win a trophy, and then the next thing you are injured, and then coming back, and then so it was just tough for me, very tough. But I thank God for everything. Now I'm free, and then I'm enjoying what I know best, and then the most important thing is now that things are going well for the club. Although we are not getting what we expect every game, but gradually I think the way the fight nowadays, and then with the effort that the team is putting, we know glory days are yet to come.
So in this six league matches that I was speaking about, Richard, you've kept four clean sheets, but you've let in four goals. And I'm thinking that's a big disappointment for yourself. And then five games in the Confederation Cup, where you guys are now in the semi-final, you were a hero, and you've kept, four clean sheets in the Confederation Cup. Are you pleased with these numbers, or do you still feel there is more you can give?
Yeah, we always want to improve as a person, and then as a professional soccer player, you always want to improve. So there is more room for improvement in every game, and so we try to improve every game. But for a person who has been injured for quite a long time, which is getting close to 8 months, and then coming back, and then things are I'm trying to get back to my fit, but things are going well at the moment. That's what I can say now, because I stayed out for so long, and then I just got back, and then got back into the team, and then things are going well. So what I would say is that I can do more, and then I hope to do more, but I would thank God for coming back strong.
Do you feel that you are doing enough, or you've done enough to be a number one at Pirates? Or if you feel you're not at that level yet, then what should you be adding to your game?
Yeah, I need to. You know, sometimes the game, sometimes you train. One thing about the game is sometimes you train, you work hard, you do everything that you want to do, but at the final day, you don't get it. You don't get things the way you want it to be. But you keep on pushing, every day. You know, this game, sometimes it's not like sometimes you go to the office, or you make a mistake, and then, or you send an email, a mistake, and then you just wipe the paper, or you just fold the paper, and then you put it in the bin. The game is not like that. Sometimes you work hard, you put in effort, you do everything possible to make things happen, but at the final day, things doesn't go your way. But you keep on pushing, you keep on trying your best, you keep on do whatever you know to get things better. So with me, I know I have a lot of things to give to the club, because I've been here for a while. I played for Maritzburg, and then I came to this club, and then it was a big move for me as a player, and then the club was expecting something great from me. So I know I have a lot of things in me that I need to give it to the club. That's the most important thing. But with the support of the club, and then the management, and then the playing body, I know we will get the glory days. Will soon be coming.
So there is something that I noticed about your game, Richard, and this stretches back to your days at Maritzburg United. At Maritzburg, I don't know if it was because of the armband as well, where you were captain, but you were a bit more vocal, you know, shouting instructions from the back and so on. But I have seen it at Pirates, but not at the same level as Maritzburg. Has there been a change in terms of that, and why?
No, there is no change in... There is no change, you know. Maritzburg. Although the in terms of the team, both teams are not the same, and then we don't do things the same. But the is the same, Richard. I don't think maybe you concentrate on the game. I talk to the guys, but I make sure they do the right things, and then we achieve one goal. But you know, Maritzburg, and then Pirates, we don't play the same. And then what I can say is that the players and everything are not the same. So Pirates, if you compare Pirates to Maritzburg, it's not the same. So as we are growing and in a game, sometimes we'll be doing things that normally at first before you used to do. Whilst you are growing in the game, you start to change a bit, because nowadays the way, even nowadays it's COVID that made things difficult, things easier for the players. So that if you are commanding your area, people can hear you. But imagine the Pirates supporters and then Pirates supports fan base and then Maritzburg fan base are not the same. Imagine if you are playing a game, maybe 30,000, 40,000 fans are on the stadium. Sometimes when you shout, even the players, or they can't hear you. So you need to manage the game as well. So you need to put more concentration. So those are the difference, because Maritzburg, maybe once you are playing, apart from playing against the big teams in the country, I don't think the stadium will be full. So when you talk, the players can hear you, your players can hear you. But nowadays, Pirates, whenever you are playing, and then maybe you are playing maybe under maybe 40,000, 30,000, like we played against Simba, even when you are shouting, the players can hear you. So you need to be direct in your command, what you say. So that's why maybe you see it maybe, but I'm still the same Richard. I command and then I make sure I direct my players to do things properly.
So as we are talking to you, Richard, we are also talking to your countryman here, Kwame Pepra, and you know, he came here with big numbers, big expectations, and I know that you knew him from Ghana. Before I go back to talking to him, I need to hear what you have made of his season. And were you one of the people that, you know, tried to help him settle at Pirates? What were your conversations with him, especially when things were not going too well for him at the beginning?
Yeah, you know, one thing about this game is that new environment, new everything, and then he was new in the league, new in the country. Things definitely most of times it's difficult for the player to get his feedback, because sometimes everything is new for him. So changing environments so sometimes affect some players and then it affects people. But I'm happy for him that now he's doing well for the club. He's doing well for the team, and then he's doing well for we the players, because at the end of the day he work ethics. It's very high, and then it's very that's the most important thing for the club. And then one thing I would say is that he wasn't dead, but just that he wasn't scoring. It just goes. But when it comes to working hard, that's why maybe the coaches gave him opportunity to be in the starting lineup always, because at that time he wasn't scoring as a striker. They signed him, but he was pushing, he was forcing, and then he was. The work rate was so high, so maybe that's why the coaches were considering him. But I was talking to him always that he must keep cool, he must keep calm. The goals will start to come, because sometimes we can. What I said the first time, you can force whatever, but you won't get the goals, because we have seen so many players, so many good strikers that they are good strikers. They can score, but sometimes it doesn't come. So I always that time I used to talk to him that he must keep his cool, he must keep his composure, he mustn't lose his head. He must try to concentrate always, and then the goals will start to come. He will start to score, and then against Amazulus, and then a few games he scored 2 goals, and then back to back. I was happy for him, because I told him things will get better, because he's new. He's not the only player that he has joined a new club that in another country that things are not going well. But so far as you work hard, you keep on pushing, things are going to fall your way. So I was talking to him that way, and then now things are going well, I can say, because now he's starting every game, and then he's scoring. Now the goals are coming, and then I'm just hoping and praying for him that injury free, and then he have something great to deliver for the club.
If you are just joining us at the time, 24 minutes past 7, we are in conversation with the Orlando Pirates duo here of Kwame Pepra and Richard Ofori, just reflecting on their season. Kwame Pepra is his first, Richard Ofori his second, and they've both been doing well so far, guiding Orlando Pirates to that semi-final of the CAF Confederation Cup. Kwame, there is just no way that your head can be down when you've got your countryman who supports you like Richard does, knows your numbers like Richard does, and is quite happy and supportive of you. Like he even knows when you scored, at what time you scored. It must be encouraging.
Yeah, he has been there for me always, ever since I came into this country and then started playing for the club. He has been there for me, giving me the encouragement and been there always. Whenever I need his help, he has been there for me. So I'll use this opportunity to thank him and tell him I'm so grateful to him every time for being there for me.
Now, let's talk about this move for you to Orlando Pirates. I mean, it's a big one when you consider where King Faisal are in the, or where at the time you were still in Ghana. They were 16th, and that is an 18-team league, but you still managed to get this big move to Pirates. Is it your biggest? Did you expect it, or was it a shock?
I didn't expect it, and then it wasn't a shock because as a professional player, you have to be ever ready for whatever task that will come in your way. So I wasn't that scared or that surprised, but I must say I was very, very happy to be invited or to join this big club like Orlando Pirates. And it's like a dream come true, because in my whole life or in my whole career, I wanted to be in a club where I will have the exposure and then have the opportunity to learn more and then improve upon my career. And then even coming here too has helped me a lot to improve upon my career. Yeah.
What would you say the elements of improvement in your game? Where can you say since you joined Orlando Pirates, you have improved?
I have improved in any and every aspect of my game, because in Ghana, the style of play in Ghana is very different from this side. And then trying to adapt into the PSL wasn't easy, but by the help of my management and then my playing body, I'm getting there. So I would say I've improved in every aspect of my game. Yeah.
And what are the coaches demanding from you every game, every training session? What do they want from Kwame Pepra?
Okay, for the coaches, they are not demanding a lot from me. They always tell me to be who I am and then play how I always play in Ghana. And then they always give me the encouragement to do whatever I know I can do. So I would say to the coaches, they are not giving me the pressure or forcing me to do whatever I cannot do. They always tell me to do whatever I know I can do. And then I'm trying to do my best, because when someone knows you can do something and then gives you the motivation, you should do or you can do as what the person always knows you can do. So it's not like they are giving me pressure or nothing, yeah.
And you guys now, Kwame, are in the semi-final of the CAF Confederation Cup. Must be a big moment for yourself. How far do you want to go in this competition?
Okay, the target is not to be in the semi-final. We are going for the medal, the final, and then we are trying our best to do everything, work hard, and then work as a team to go for the final trophy. So that is the target. The target is not really about the semi-final. We are going for the trophy.
Richard, let me come to you. Orlando Pirates fans, they are craving a trophy. And you've spoken about, you know, your heartbreak as well after winning a trophy with Pirates. You got injured, haven't played for quite some time. And now with the talented squad that you guys have, you are in the semi-final Kwame here says that you guys want the medal. What do you need to do to make sure that you do deliver this CAF Confederation Cup trophy to Orlando?
Yeah, we need to just focus on our goals, the goals that we want to achieve. We need to first focus on it, and then we need to have that belief. The most important thing, the belief, and then we need to trust each other that we can do it. Because at the moment, we start to trust each other, and then they have that belief, everything is possible. Although we, since we started this journey, and then we said we'll be going to finals. We started, and then now, gradually, we are in the semi-final. So it means the belief that we had for the first time is working. So we still need to keep on believing and then trusting in ourselves, trusting in our players, each and everyone, and then we move as a team. We will deliver. And then I know it's not just only semifinals. Things will go right, and then everything will be fine for the club.
But with the quality of squad that you have, Richard, this is a no trophy. How do you guys reflect on it? How, as a team, when you sit down and talk about it, what is the conversation?
Yeah, conversation, you know, it's very sad. Sometimes emotions set in because we are all human beings. And then sometimes we talk about it and then we feel sad, you know. It's very sad because with the qualities that we have in the team, and then with the good coaches, and then with good management, everything, and then no trophies. It's very sad. Sometimes we talk about it, and then we get too emotional when we talk about it. And then imagine we have so many millions of fans, and then millions of fans now. You don't give them that excitement. So sometimes we feel very bad. And then we when we talk about it, we feel so emotional. So we don't really want to talk about it because the only thing that we can do is this, just to focus on what we can do to change that thing and then make things right. So we don't want to emphasize on those not winning trophies and stuff, because when we start talking about that and stuff, emotions start to set in, and then they become so emotional. So we just need to keep on going, keep on believing, and then keep on trusting each other that we are the same people that can change this thing. No one can do it. So we need to just have that belief, and then we change it for the better of the club.
And speaking of emotional situations, there was one for you, that collision with Paseka Mako. How did you manage to deal with it? Because it really, really looked really, really bad on the day when it happened.
Yeah, first of all, I would say I would thank God for the protection that very day, because I saw something that I don't want to even talk about it because it was so bad. When I turned and then look at my brother, and then my brother was lying down, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for me. But I thank God that he gave me that strength to come back strong, because even that night I couldn't sleep the whole night. Morning, it was so tough for me, because when I think about the incidents and then the blood I saw that very day, it was so bad. So I thank God that he gave me that strength to move on, and then I went to check him at the hospital, and then the doctors ensured me that even that very night they took him to the hospital. The next day they took him to Joburg, they brought him to Joburg. I went to the hospital the whole night to be with my brother. So after they finished the operation and everything, I was there, and then I asked the doctor that is everything okay, and the doctor said yeah, everything was fine, and then he'll be fine. Before I started to get that relief, and then, you know, because sometimes this game, small thing, I've been there. So I know how it feels. Small thing, it can take you back So to come back again is difficult. So I know how it feels. So I was feeling bad for my brother, but I thank God that he's healing nice. Everything is going on well. Even today, he came to training today. I was even shocked. He was doing some jogging on the pitch. So I was checking him. I was very happy to see him, and then I'm very happy that everything is fine, and then he's getting well.
And we are sure we are really, really glad as well that you are relieved, because you know that was an accident, and accidents do happen.
Yeah, it's accident, but yeah, sometimes it's not easy to take it.
Richard, we seem to be losing you a bit there. I don't know what could be.
At this moment, we need everyone. You know, we need every player. When the going become tough, we need every player. And then the most important player in the club, and then got injured like that. And then maybe in the whole season he can't play again. You know, it was so touching, and then I was feeling so bad. Like, you know, this is the time we needed him most, but he can't be playing. So I was feeling those things were going through my mind and stuff. So I thank God that I saw him today, and then today he was doing little bit running and stuff. So I was happy to see him today. So, but I thank God for his life, and then I thank God for saving him.
No, that's great news, Richard. As I wrap up with you, you could potentially be one, and that is if Kwame doesn't join you at the World Cup. But just how excited? How are you looking forward to the World Cup?
Yeah, me, the World Cup thing, nowadays the team has qualified. The most important thing I'm looking for is, your team comes first, because when you are not playing the national team, when you are playing the national team, is bonus. So for me, the most important thing, although we have qualified for World Cup, but I'm not thinking about World Cup. I'm thinking about the club that I'm in, the club that I work in day in, day out with. So that's what my focus is at the moment. So when we finish the season and then everything, we win the trophy and everything goes well, before I channel my mind to the World Cup. But at the moment, my mind and everything is with the club and then with the team, and then where we want the achievement that we want to achieve. That's what my mind is. But the World Cup, I'm happy for the team, the country, my country to qualify for World Cup. And then as a vice captain of the team, being with the team and then the team qualifying, like, I'm happy to be part, and then I'm happy for the team to qualify. But at the moment, those things is just one day thing. You just be happy one day and then you move on, and then you focus on the next step. So the next step is my team, how my team need to win things. So now my focus is here.
He's on Orlando Pirates.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me quickly end with you, Kwame. Do you have hopes, though, of making that squad to the World Cup, Kwame?
Okay. As my senior brother said, my mind is not all that on the World Cup. We are now focusing on the club issues to win something for the club this season. So if I get the opportunity to join the national team, I'll be thankful to God Almighty.
Okay, no, thank you so much, Kwame, and to you, Richard, for speaking to us tonight, and all the best in those two journeys there. One, the CAF Confederation Cup semifinals, and then your journey to the World Cup. All the best.
Thank you so much.
That is the Orlando Pirates duo here of Kwame Pepra and Richard Ofori, both from Ghana, having been doing well for the club. And they are saying that they want to win the Confederation Cup. When we come back, we are in conversation with Steve Pila, who is a board member at the School of Excellence.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.